I really just wanted to let people know that it can happen to you. I mean, I was living in Orchard Park, you know, and I had every bell and whistle that you could think of.
Jillian James of Cheektowaga says she never expected to turn to any type of assistance, but she is very grateful for the work of the Food Bank of Western New York. She's no longer in need of services and now is a store manager at Life Storage in Lackawanna. James is sharing her story to help spread the hunger message and is thrilled to serve as a volunteer at the Food Bank's Walk Off Hunger event tomorrow in Williamsville.
I ended up in a shelter. I didn't have a great marriage. It was just kind of falling apart, and I was drinking way too much. And I hit a bottom, and I ended up at the shelter. And I remember the first couple of days, I had actually brought food because I was concerned with, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. But then the longer I was there, then I found that it was coming from the food bank. So as I found out more about where the food was coming from, and I started getting healthier, and I was at the shelter for like 8 months. And a lot of people didn't know, and you don't know when it's going to hit you. And it was really more like a pride thing because I didn't want to end up going there, and I didn't want to, you know, be too picky about, you know what, I don't want to eat this food, but I had to be mindful of, yeah, but you don't have anything. And then one day it just hit me, and I thought, you know what, I'm in the smallest room out of all the ladies here because I'm not supposed to stay here. I'm supposed to learn something from this.
What was your mental state, your mental health at the time? Can you describe how addiction affected that?
I felt I was at such a bottom that for me, it's not even funny, but for me, I just figured, you know what, since nobody is going to help me, I'm just going to drink. I just drank because I didn't know what else to do. And I remember one of my daughters just said, which was amazing, she just said, you know, we're going to have this nice little intervention with you. Because I have always said to my daughters, you have to be mindful of what you do because everything that you do affects all of us. And then they turned that on me. They drove me down to Buffalo General, and I knew I wasn't going to be getting out of there. And they literally said, you know what, you have enough liquor in you for a 250-pound man. Yeah, because I was drinking a lot.
How much were you drinking, and what were you drinking?
I was drinking vodka, and I was literally, you know those huge bottles of vodka with the handle on them? I was drinking like two of those a day. Like so much poison and toxins in your body, and everything just started failing on me. I ended up at Mercy Hospital. I ended up, I was supposed to have a liver transplant. I wasn't supposed to make it at all. I was told that I wasn't going to make it on Mercy Flight, and I had my last rites read to me three times in one night.
Jillian, if you can talk a little bit about the abusive situation in your home life. Was that first before the drinking, or did they kind of go hand in hand? What happened?
It kind of went hand in hand in a bit, but it didn't start out that way. And I think more than anything, it was just a control thing, which I found out. And I don't like to be controlled, period. So for me, it was my own stubbornness just to retaliate. And I just figured, you know what, I'm just going to be drunk all the time. And the person I was married to was, you are going to pay for that. And sadly, the family did not support what I was trying to address. I was asked, what did you do to upset him? Which really didn't help with the whole drinking thing. And that was really what set me off to drink even more.
Was he physically abusive?
Yeah. But you know what? He put on that show of, you know, everything is wonderful. And my doctor at the time was amazing. And he just said, you know, I'm not going to open up the paper one day and see you in it. I'm not. And I'm not going to buy these stories of, oh, you know, you fell down the stairs, or you know what, you were playing this or whatever. And he said, you know what, if something happens again, I need you to call me. And it was thanks to him.
Jillian James, thank you so much for sharing your great story with our audience.
Oh, thank you so much.